clama per la Mashiach al-Tillah, un Dio, 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 مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ سہرائی
سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے میں خانے سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے میں خانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام پیمانے سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے میں خانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام پیمانے خلاف راہ سنت جو بنا کرتے ہیں مستانے خلاف راہ سنت جو بنا کرتے ہیں مستانے وہ دیوانے بظاہر ہیں مگر اندر ہیں فرزانے سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے میں خانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام پیمانے جو عارف ہے وہ کس عالم میں رہتے ہیں خدا جانے جو عارف ہے وہ کس عالم میں رہتے ہیں خدا جانے بھلا جو غیر عارف ہے وہ ان کا رتبہ کیا جانے بھلا جو غیر عارف ہے وہ ان کا رتبہ کیا جانے سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے میں خانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام پیمانے حسینوں کے اجڑ جائیں گے جب جغرافیے ایک دن حسینوں کے اجڑ جائیں گے جب جغرافیے ایک دن بھتا ناداں کہاں جائے گا اپنے دل کو بہلانے بھتا ناداں کہاں جائے گا اپنے دل کو بہلانے جو یاد آتی ہے ان کی دل میں گھبراتا ہوں گلشن میں جو یاد آتی ہے ان کی دل میں گھبراتا ہوں گلشن میں مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ صحرا نے مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ صحرا نے سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے میں خانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام پیمانے جو زاہد عشق سے نا آشنا ہے پھر بھی وہ ناداں جو زاہد عشق سے نا آشنا ہے پھر بھی وہ ناداں نہیں سمجھا ہے خود لیکن چلا ہے مجھ کو سمجھانے نہیں سمجھا ہے خود لیکن چلا ہے مجھ کو سمجھانے سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے میں خانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام پیمانے کسی کی آہ مظلومی سے وقت ظلم ڈرنا تھا کسی کی آہ مظلومی سے وقت ظلم ڈرنا تھا کیوں ہوئے ہیں خانہ آباد ظالم جس سے ویرانے ہوئے ہیں خانے آباد ظالم جس سے ویرانے ستایا عمر بھر بو جہل نے شمع نبوت کو ستایا عمر بھر بو جہل نے شمع نبوت کو مگر بدنام ہے دونوں جہاں میں اس کے افسانے مگر بدنام ہے دونوں جہاں میں اس کے افسانے کہاں تک ضبط بے تابی کہاں تک پاس بدنامی کہاں تک ضبط بے تابی کہاں تک پاس بدنامی کیا مجبور اظہار بیاں پر خوف پردہ نے کیا مجبور اظہار بیاں پر خوف پردہ نے نہ کر تحقیر اے زاہد خدا کے درد مندوں کی نہ کر تحقیر اے زاہد خدا کے درد مندوں کی نہ کر تحقیر اے زاہد خدا کے درد مندوں کی مقام درد دل تو بے خبر تو آہ کیا جانے مقام درد دل کو بے خبر تو آہ کیا جانے سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے میں خانے دیا کرتا ہے تاکہ عاشقوں کو جام پیمانے تجلی ان کی ہوتی ہے عطا قلب شکستہ میں تجلی ان کی ہوتی ہے عطا قلب شکستہ میں کیا ہے قلب کو لیکن شکستہ غم کے سودا نے کیا ہے قلب کو لیکن شکستہ غم کے سودا نے نہیں ہے زندگی میں جس کی کوئی داستاں غم کی نہیں ہے زندگی میں جس کی کوئی داستاں غم کی وہ اہل غم کے قرب خستگی کو آہ کیا جانے وہ اہل غم کے قرب خستگی کو آہ کیا جانے وہی کرتے ہیں ان کے عاشقوں پر تبصرے اختر وہی کرتے ہیں ان کے عاشقوں پر تبصرے اختر جو ظالم درد الفت سے ہوا کرتے ہیں بیگانے جو ظالم درد الفت سے ہوا کرتے ہیں بیگانے سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے ہیں میخانے دیا کرتا ہے تاکہ عاشقوں کو جام پیمانے خلاف راہ سنت جو بنا کرتے ہیں مستانے وہ دیوانے بظاہر ہیں مگر اندر ہے پرزانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام پیمانے
السلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ صحرا نے. I have been given the world, the light of closeness of Allah Ta'ala, the silence of the desert. In the wilderness, there where a person meditates, ponders, and he makes his contact with Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat says, that is where I got my contact with Allah Ta'ala. And Hazrat Mizaj's whole life was to spend time out in the wilderness, etc. And Hazrat even encourages that at times go out away from the city life, away from all people, and be alone in the jungle, even like here on in a park or somewhere, and just meditate and think of Allah Ta'ala. This helps a lot to gain closeness to Allah Ta'ala. Suna hai khanqahon mein muhabbat ke hai mehfani. We hear all the time that in the khanqahs are the taverns of the wine of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Like in the bar, the tavern, where wine is given out, it is called, everyone drinks there. The khanqah is the place where the wine of the love of Allah Ta'ala is given. Kiya karta hai saafi aashikon ko jaam o peymaan. And here, in the tavern, the barman, he pours the wine, he gives it to the people. Here, the sheikh of the khanqah, he gives the wine of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Jam or peymane, the various types of glasses that are used, small glass, big glass, the different types of glasses, he gives it out to drink, to gain the love of Allah Ta'ala. Khilaf-e raah-e sunnat jo bana karte hain mastane, and those people who practice against the sunnah, like the false peers, etc., and they become like great lovers of Allah Ta'ala. How they dress, how they behave, how they carry on. They have no sunnah in their life, even there is a namaz in their life. They are doing all wrong things. Just their outward show that they are mustana, that they have got great love of Allah Ta'ala. Wo diwane bazaahir hai, magar andar mein farzane. Outwardly, they are like great lovers of Allah Ta'ala, but inwardly they are very shrewd. They are just deceiving the people, etc. There is a great difference between intelligence and to be shrewd. To be intelligent is good, but to be shrewd is very bad. An intelligent person, he prepares for akhirat. He realizes I'm a god, umat guna, the evil of it. He says that is an intelligent person. And a shrewd person will fall into dunya, and he will deceive people, deceive himself also. To give you an idea of what a shrewd person is, there was a Muslim man who had been buying from a Hindu man from his shop, and he on credit, his loan account went very high. So the Hindu man told him, I won't give you any more credit until you pay your account. So this Muslim man was a shrewd man, so what he did, this Hindu man's mother passed away. And she had passed away, all the people were gathered, the body was still there, everything. He went and visited there, and in front of all, he loudly saying that I had an affair with your mother, we loved one another very, very much, and we had made a pledge with one another, that whoever dies first, then the other person must also be given the same type of treatment. Like you people burn the body, so here I come, you must burn me also. So he got his hand, he said, how can you speak like this? My mother has just passed away, what a sad occasion. People are gathered to talk of respect and all that, and you talking like this. So he said, no, I can't help it, I'm helpless. We loved one another so much that I can't help it. He took him into a room, he said, please keep quiet, how can you speak all this? He said, no, I can't help it. He says that 50,000 you owe me, I will make it mark, but you keep quiet. He said, no, I can't. So he said, I'll give you 50,000 on top of that also. Then he accepted that. After a few months, his mother passed away. So the Hindu man thought, I'll get my money back again. So he came and he told that I had an affair with your mother and we loved one another. And how you people do, you give ghusl, kafan, and then you bury the body. He had agreed, whoever dies first, the other person, the same must be done.
So now I come that he must do the same. When a Muslim said, let him quickly take off his clothes, give him a bath, he's going to put kafan. So he said, this man is serious. He's going to bury me. He's dead. Alive, he's going to bury me. So he says, no, no, please leave me. He says, no, it was my mother's wish. I have to fulfill my mother's wish. So he says, take 50,000, but let me go. He says, no, I can't. I have to fulfill my mother's wish. So he said, okay, I'll give you another 50,000. Make it 100, but let me go. So he said, that is not intelligence. That is shrewdness. So those people who are shrewd, they have even like many of us, even in outer forms of being, whatever it is, we are shrewd. We give a form of outwardly that we are indeed. But inwardly, we are bluffing the people. And some of us know if we are bluffing, I know I'm not like that. I just put a show of piety. And some are so dull that they don't even realize that they think I am really pious. But they are not pious. So this won't help. So these people, especially these false peers, that is, Hazrat is referring to them, that they saw also a great picture of mean and of piety. But inside, they are extremely shrewd. They are robbing the people of their iman, robbing them of their money, etc. Just like the outer form of piety. Jo aarif hai, wo kis aalam mein rehte hai, khuda jaane. And a person who is a true aarif of Allah, in which world he loves only Allah knows. Like that, bodily he'll be here with us everything. But in his heart, in his mind, his soul, where he is with Allah Ta'ala, only Allah Ta'ala knows. Hala, jo ghair aarif hai, wo inka rudna kya jaane. A person who is not an aarif, hey, will he ever be able to know what is the position of this true arif of Allah Ta'ala? It is only a person of the same field who can recognize another person in the same field. A doctor will realize the achievement of a doctor. The ordinary people won't be able to know. An artist will be able to recognize the achievement and perfection of an artist. Other people, they won't know the difference. Ordinary people, you see a piece of art, what mistakes they are, you can't, what beauties and what achievements, they don't know. Those who are in that field, they will know. So in the same way, an arif, only who is an arif can recognize an arif. A person who is not an arif won't recognize an arif also. Like ordinarily, the ordinary people, they can't recognize the pious people, what their qualities are, what their position is by Allah Ta'ala. Only outwardly they show respect, etc. But a person who, like, for example, our Shaykh Ramat Barakatum, if a person made the effort of safeguarding his eyes, then he will know what Hazrat's position is. How Hazrat safeguards his eyes. But a person who doesn't safeguard his eyes, he won't even know what Hazrat's position is. What mujahada Hazrat had to make in order to gain the position he has gained. Haseenon ki ujar jayenge jab geografiya ek din. When the geography of these beauties, this street, beauties is the people think, when their geography will change, and many places, Hazrat has drawn the sketch of that also, when they become 80 years old, and their teeth will have fallen out, and the sides, the templates will have gone in, the eye sockets will have gone in. At that time, then nobody will want to look at them. So even if she has to offer you money, please look at me. You won't look at all. So when the beauty of this woman changes, the geography changes, bacha, nada, kaha jayega, apne dil ko behlane. Oh, ignorant person, you did not think of the result. Now tell me where you're going to go and find enjoyment. You gave your heart for that woman, you gave your life for her, now the whole geography has changed, whole beauty is gone. Now what enjoyments are you going to get? Jo yaad aati hai unki dil mein ghabrata hoon gulshan mein. Hazrat says that though I am in gulshan, figuratively, literally also, gulshan is bad, and figuratively also in a beautiful place, there is one of the upper class societies of Karachi, that when I am in this place here, but when I don't find Allah, then even though being in a garden, but then my heart is restless. مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ صحرا نے. But the awe, that feeling, that desire for Allah, that connection of Allah, which I got when I was in a desert, when I was in a jungle, that gave me the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. In other words, it is not outward things that a person gains closeness to Allah Ta'ala. And if you understand it in another way, Gulshan is also all ibadat that we do. That is all positive, that is all like flowers, roses. When a person reaches that stage, how he enjoys his namaz, tilawat. But what gives a person closeness to Allah? When he gives up guna. When the desire for guna is there, that gives a person that closeness which your namaz also don't give you, your tahajjud don't give you, your zikr, your tilawat don't give you. When a person does not commit guna. جو زاہد عشق سے نا آشنا ہے پھر بھی وہ نادام. That زاہد, زاہد a person who is abstained from دنیا, he is like a very pious person, genuinely he is pious, he lived a very simple life, only the bare necessities of life he does work, but he hasn't got found the love of Allah. He is making عبادت also, making lots of حج, crying in his dua also, high position, but he hasn't got love. Like a person that his wife, his children, how much he makes khidmat of them. He works two shifts in order to provide for them and tries to give them the best, but he hasn't got the love of the wife, love of the children. He's like a machine. So what enjoyment that person gets? So like that, many people are just like a machine in deen also. They make namazes, they make tilawat, they sacrifice for deen, everything. But the love of deen, love of Allah, that they don't have. Love of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love of Madinatul Munawwara. These are just love they don't have. They've got lot of other things in them, but this love they are deprived of. Nahi samjha hai khud, lekin chala hai mujhko samjhana. He hasn't understood himself, but he's coming to tell me, coming to explain to me. There's a person who hasn't got this love, and because he's like, he thinks he's very pious in his way, and he wants to explain to me and tell me what I must do. But he hasn't even got a taste of the love of Allah. And the greatest ibadat is the love of Allah Ta'ala. If a person hasn't found the love of Allah, all life he made ibadat. He will get Jannat also. But the lovers of Allah will get death, which other people won't even ever imagine. And the, like Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, what position he will get? What is this? The great love of Allah Ta'ala. کسی کے آہ آہ مظلومی سے وقت ظلم ڈرنا تھا. And fear a lot from oppressing someone. And then you take the baddua of that person. A person must fear this a lot. Whether it is your wife, how you treat her. Whether it is your children. Whether it is your workers. And usually these people who we regard are under us. And you just speak anyhow to them. Some people don't pay their workers on time. Somebody don't pay their workers. They rob them. They don't treat them fairly. And you take the baddua, a person must fear this. You spoke to your wife very badly and she slept away with tears in her eyes. Her heart is sore. You must fear very greatly for the retribution from Allah Ta'ala. We hai khana abad zalim jisse viran. People who had good lives, like rosy lives, everything was taken away from them. In fact, even many people ask this question, that sometimes our heart just doesn't go in ibadat. And we feel lazy, we don't feel like making ibadat. One of the many causes is when we have made zulam on somebody. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali, author of over 1,000 kitab, and Hazrat, as far as this mutala was concerned, somebody asked his wife that what Bayan Hazrat made. Hey, he gets all the subject matter. He must be studying the whole night. And then he presents all this. What was Bayan? And that also really, for even the ulama to appreciate Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali is difficult. For the ordinary man is very far. What was subject and how Hazrat explained it? So his wife said, what I saw, he only reads his Quran Sharif and his Mulazam. Munajat Maqbool. That's all. I never saw him study it, but the subject matter just flow. one occasion Hazrat started writing his normal practice of, but not single thing is coming in his mind. Nothing. He realized there is something wrong. Put his pen down and he turned to Allah Ta'ala. When he reflected, then when his wife had told him in the morning that the fowls that we have, they in the fowl run, I'm going to visit in the neighborhood, so you must give them the food, the water, and open them, let them move around freely. Man who's so busy in all this kitab, where is going to remember about fowls and putting fowl food and opening them up? He forgot. Then, so that like zulam on that animal who haven't got a tongue to speak, Allah kept away all the subject matter. When he realized, he went, he gave them the fowl, the food, the water, opened them up, and then all the subject matter started coming. So we also, one of the causes that our hearts don't go in ibadah, and sometimes the topic is taken away, we are doing wrong to someone. And we don't even think about it. Because that is very, very important when it's with animals like this. And what about human beings? What about your lifelong partner, your wife? What about the workers, etc., human beings? And if they are Muslims and if it's a pious person, sometimes there is also a tendency, he takes advantage of those who are pious. You know that they won't go, they don't make a big noise, they're not going to court for a matter. We don't pay them properly, they're not going to make a charge against us, so we take advantage of them. So we should be very careful of, say, making zulm on these people. That whatever your rosy pictures are, Allah stretches through the carpet from under your feet and everything goes after that. Whether it comes in the form of your health being destroyed, whether it comes in the form of your child becoming a drug addict or something, or your daughter eloping with somebody who you could never ever imagine, all this because of some guna of ours, Allah Ta'ala brings these pictures. So a person must be very careful of these things. The jaldi unki hoti hai ata, fal de shikasta hai. And that the jaldi, that life of Allah Ta'ala comes in a broken heart. This broken heart, not because you had an illicit love affair, and now your lover left you, and now your heart is broken, now there more Allah's azab will come. But this refers to when you wanted to commit guna, and you didn't commit the guna. A beautiful woman came, you wanted to see some business deal which involved haram, backdoor goods, or some interest matter. It was a very lucrative and very nice it looked, but you didn't, you broke your heart. But that for money you should have made there, you wanted, you could buy your dream car which you are always thinking of. You could go for your dream holiday which you are always thinking of, but you didn't do that haram. You stayed away from it. So that when you break your heart, staying away from the haram desires of the heart, then in place of that, kya hai qalb ko lekin shakasta ham ke sauda mein, kya hai qalb ko tajalli unki hoti hai ata qalb shakasta mein, kya hai qalb ko lekin shakasta ham ke sauda mein. You broke your heart, but in place of that, Allah Ta'ala gives you that tajalli in your heart which you cannot imagine. This is where many of us stay. And Allah gives us this opportunity. You write an exam, you are given the opportunity of an exam, that is also a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Because after the exam, if you pass, you will get promotion. How many people are not allowed to sit in the exam? So to sit in an exam, so all this occasion of guna, which Allah has filled around us. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says that so many women around held gods with filthy pictures on there, and difficult for wherever you look, all this. Other things, don't get afraid of this. These are all the opportunities. You just safeguard yourself that Allah wants to give you more for progress. You just safeguard yourself and you go higher. But when we fail, then our whole night, tahajjud, all our dhikr, all that noor, one look at a woman and all that noor is gone. And if you safeguard it yourself, then if you had 10% noor of your ibadat, Allah will add another 90%. Then you save yourself from guna. So this is what it is, that this occasion Allah gives us all of committing guna, speaking lies, making ghibat, sitting in company, and you enjoy talking bad about somebody, quoting, he did this, he did that. And you justify it also with just explaining He's just speaking the truth. He's so nothing wrongly doing. But in all that, you are losing everything. And if you wanted to see that of somebody and the enjoyment they left there, or even more than that, you didn't listen, you didn't do the speaking. Somebody else was doing the speaking, you got up and you went away. Any guna, whether it is looking at other women, whether it is backbiting, speaking a lie, whatever, you stayed away, Allah gives you immediately high progress. You pass with distinction when you stay away from guna. Nahi hai zindagi mein jiski koi daastaan gham ki. A person who hasn't got a story in his life that he had the occasion of committing guna, everything was in his favor, but he did not commit guna. And he hasn't got that in his life, wo ahle gham ke qurb-e khastagi ko aah kya jaane. What will he ever know? What is the condition of those people or of the closeness of Allah when their heart broke? That is what I was referring to, our Shaykh Ramad Barakatuh. A person who doesn't safeguard his own eyes will never know what position Allah has given to our Shaykh because of Hazrat safeguarding his eyes. So when a person practices this a little bit, he'll get an idea that what Mujahada Hazrat had to make. Then Hazrat says, what Maqam Allah gave me is just because of my safeguarding of my eyes. And Hazrat is so particular on this, so particular on it. He keeps his distance so much. And he protects himself so much. Only that person can understand who tried. To be successful is something else. Who tried to save God his eyes. A person who never even tried, he won't even know. He is the same as Buzurg, one Buzurg, or everyone says he's a great Buzurg. We also think he's a great Buzurg. Only when a person makes an effort in that direction, then he will know. Wahi karte hain unki aashiqon par tafsare akhtar. And Hazrat says, only those people have criticized and find fault in the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, jo zalim dard-e-ulfat se hua karte hain, be zane, who themselves have got no love of Allah Ta'ala. So they will find fault in the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Like in a broad sense, you can understand how non-Muslims find fault in Muslims, that these people here, how they are. In the Muslims again, those who are far from deen, how they find fault in the people of deen. Then those who are in deen, but they haven't got love of Allah Ta'ala, how they find fault in the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. So may Allah bless us with His love. This is a very, very great thing. And these ash'ar, etc., help us tremendously to gain the love of Allah. And as the main theme of this poem is, stay away from haram. And particularly the haram of the eyes. Then see what closeness of Allah blesses a person. And also we remember that one time you look, all your nur of your ears goes away. It is like your balloon and you just made a hole. Everything is gone. And to get it back again, Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, hey, tawbah, istighfar. And even that nur, the guna will go, what tawbah is istighfar. But that nur won't come back. When another occasion comes, don't look for an occasion. But another occasion like that comes and you safeguard yourself, by that barakat Allah will bring the past new back. And then you will go. A person makes lot effort to stay away from guna. But when he falters, then he carries on. If he, that time he makes himma, takes the courage of staying away from guna, he becomes stronger and stronger all the time. And when he starts slipping, he starts slipping all the time. So, like they saw, as long as it's under control, he's going at 80 kilometers, you speed up to 100, 120, 140, it's under control. But if it's out of control, then it's just going one way out of control. And when the car is out of control, you turn the steering to the right, it goes to the left. You apply brakes and it skids and shoots off at the highest speed rate. So, the minute a person starts slipping, then he slips all the time. So a person should try his best, be firm. The shaitan tells you just this one time look, once you are satisfied then again you won't want to look at it. But it's just for a little while and then the desire comes more stronger. And a person commits even more guna after that. May Allah bless us by His fazl, by Hazrat Barakat, to save ourselves from guna itself. In this kitab previously we had read, the six vestments the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum made. And what are the six vestments which made them so strong? Keeping of hair, which made them very strong. Moustache. And that they kept the hair of the head equal. And they removed the hair, or the pubic hair under the armpit below the navel. Wore loose clothing. And making a suffer for the sake of the deen of Allah Ta'ala. تو داری کے بارے میں وضاحت پہلے گزر چکی ہے, مونچوں کے بارے میں بھی وضاحت پہلے گزر چکی ہے. ڈیٹیل ٹاک یہ بھی ڈسکس ہو گئی, ہاؤ واٹ دا بینیفٹ آف کیپنگ اے بیئرڈ اینڈ فزیکلی ان دس ورلڈ ہاؤ مچ اٹ ہیلپس اے پرسن اینڈ ان شاء اللہ وی آل ہیو کمپلیٹلی فورگوٹن آل دیٹ وی ہرڈ اٹ اینڈ اٹ آل فورگوٹن پٹ اوے ان اے فائل اینڈ لاکڈ اپ سو ٹائٹ that he doesn't come out of that file in any way. Thirdly, سر کے بال زلفوں کی شکل میں یا کہ منڈے ہوئے ہوں, دونوں شکل میں برابر ہو, ایسا کیوں ہے. The third point here, which wasn't discussed before, that if a person keeps zulfa, and zulfa also, you keep all your hair at one side. It's not like English haircut where you cut a bit on the side and what was funny hairstyle today. No, you keep it all at one level, or you cut all your hair, you take the number one, number two, or you shave your hair, but all the hair size, one level you keep. In zaman mein ek physiology report mulahaza ho, one report of physiology, Chile, Argentina ke doctoron ki ek team ne survey ke baad is baat ko tasleem kiya hai. In Chile, Argentina, a doctor who had made a survey, they came to one conclusion. جن لوگوں کے سر کے بال بالکل برابر ہوتے ہیں یا گنج ہوتا ہے, those people whose hair is one size or is completely reshaped the hair, one size they keep it. ایسے لوگ لوکی کی بیماری ہے, جو دماغی دباؤ اور گردوں کی برائٹ ڈیزیز سے بچ جائیں گے. These people will be saved of many diseases which he has mentioned here. One is tension in the head, and especially with keeping the hair or not keeping, but to put oil in the head, which generally we don't do, and many people all the time complaining about headache, about insomnia, etc. So hair, oil in the head is also very important. And the bright disease of the Gurdo, the kidneys, all this year, their survey shows that those who keep their hair equal, they don't have English hairstyles, which is basically that some hair is left, some is cut. One level, they are saved from these diseases. Mahir doctoron ki team ke mutabik, kyunki baal siyah hote hain. According to these expert doctors, what they had researched and came up with, that because of the hair being black, suraj ki roshni aur usme maujooda tez shuaen jab sar par padti hai, the light of the sun, and there are lot of the ultraviolet light, all the rays which are in the sun, when it falls on the head, to ek kimyaai amal shuru hota hai, there is a chemical reaction by that. Agar baal na hamwar aur ubhre hue ho, تو اس روشنی کے وہاں گردش زیادہ ہو کر اس جگہ پر برے اثرات ڈالتی ہے. Then the rays of the sun and all the ultraviolet light and all that which is in there, when the hair of the head is not equal, then it has a certain reaction which causes great harm to that person. اس لیے سر کے بال ہموار ہو, therefore the hair should be one level. کیونکہ ایسے گھنجے سر میں یا ایسے زلفوں میں ممکن ہے. And this is only possible if a person keeps his hair according to sunnah. اس سے اسلام نے کنگا اور بال سنوارنے کی ہدایت کی ہے. Therefore it is a teaching of our deen of sunnah that a person keep zulfa also must comb, and put oil also is a great sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which also unfortunately many of us are deprived of. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in fact had one topi which is called fina, that when it should put oil it should wear that topi. So So that the other topi doesn't become, what the oil becomes dirty. Just one separate topi that you should wear, and you should wear sometimes the other topi on top of that tema. So that the oil doesn't dirty the other topi. So much oil Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should have put in his hair. The next point, mu'e zair naak saaf karna, to remove the pubic hair, whether it is below the navel, under the armpit. Baad mazaid mein aisa amal mana hai. In some religion, the Sikhs, that they prohibit it. No hair of the body is supposed to be cut. And a person can't imagine how they must be living. And even the beard, they curl it and they keep it. The hair of the head also. And especially under the armpit, a person who removes his hair, he knows it is just 1 week overgrown. How much it causes him fatigue. And if their whole life they don't cut it, what must be their condition? Lekin uske nuksanat kitne hain, uska andaza nahi kiya ja sakta. How much harm they eat in it, the germs that collect in all the hair, the dirty hair, how much no hair is supposed to be cut, what must be their condition? And how much of filth and dirt must be in their life? In this kitab of the Tafsir Ma'rifat, we were reading of the wazifas after Fajr and after Maghrib, morning and evening. So the one wazifa that we read of reading three times, A'udhu Billahi Sami'il Aleem Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, and then one time the three ayahs of Huwallahu Alladhi La Ilaha Illahu. A person who does this, Allah appoints 70,000 farishta that they make dua for him. If he read it in the morning, till the night. If he read it at night, till the morning. And if he happens to die, when the day he read it, he will die as a shaheed. So great dua. Hazrat many times also used to say, when used to discuss this, that explain the meanings of the names of Allah. These three ayat are filled with the names of Allah. And that Allah is introducing Himself to us, who Allah Ta'ala is. And Hazrat Ramad Barakat explained that sometimes children get together, murid, students get together, and they talk of the greatness of their parents, of the ustad, of the sheikh. If the sheikh hears the ustad, the parents, my children are praising me, so they get happy. And such a thing that sometimes the parent or the sheikh or the ustad praises his students, his murid, his children. So yeah, sometimes Allah praises us, like inna al-muslimina wal-muslimat, wal-mu'minina wal-mu'minat, that my servants, look at them what they are, al-ta'ibun, al-abidun, al-hamidun, look at my servants what they are. And sometimes the servants sit together and they talk about Allah, how is our Allah. So in these ayat are all those things. So Hazrat many times makes muzakra, discusses the names of Allah Ta'ala. So the first one is Alimul Ghaybi wa Shahada. Wo janne wala hai pushida cheezon ka aur zahiri cheezon ka. Allah Ta'ala is the knower of the hidden things and the things which are open. Hazrat Ahmed Barakatuh explained that this is also Allah's great, great kindness that He called Himself Alimul Ghaybi, that He is the knower of the ghaybi and the things which are manifest and known. Because that Allah did according to our understanding. For Allah there is no ghaib whatsoever, nothing which is hidden for Allah. But according to us, there are unseen things and Allah is the knower of them. But for Allah there is no unseen things. So how much Allah considers us, so that we should know who Allah is, Allah explained to us according to our level and according to our understanding, how much that alone we should appreciate. And then we should understand that for Allah there is nothing in ghaib. Everything is shahada for Allah. But He still called Himself Alimul Ghaib. Allah is Alimul Shahada. Everything is shahada, is in front of Allah Ta'ala. For us there are things which are hidden, but for Allah there is nothing which is hidden. So that alone we should think, and how much we should become die hard of Allah Ta'ala. Al-Malik, yani sahib mulk, that is the king of a kingdom. And is this Malik, a king of a huge kingdom. Allah is Malikul Mulk, king of the two worlds. Allah owns the two worlds. Everything is for Allah. And on that Allah, to Hadrat Dawud Barakatum, Arif Billah, explains the name of Allah. If you see written here, how it is written. And the first, the Alif, is like the flag pole. Like every country, they have the flag. So that is the flag pole, and on top that little piece is the flag. And you see how tall that Alif is, because this is Allah's flag, the king of the two worlds. And then the two lamps, Allah. The two lamps are written in this way. If you see, it looks like a crown. The crown is Allah, is the king. And so there's Allah's crown. And on top of the tashdeed is another crown. Because Allah is the king of kings. Allah is the king of the two worlds. And then a person thinks, really, Allah is so great. So that khara zabar, that exclamation mark. Yes, Allah is so great. Really, he is so great. Who? He is the only one. There is no one else like him. Nowhere else, nothing whatsoever. He is the one. So that is Malik, such a great king. Al-Quddus, jiska maadi aib se paak ho, whose path is completely pure of all faults. Allah didn't have any fault. Today you have somebody, he's very pious now, he's an old man now, he made haji, he became haj, 10 times he made haj, big haji sahab, big mali sahab, sheikh sahab. That is history if you're going to. That somebody said very beautifully, every saint has got a history. And every sinner has got a future for him. He can make Toba and his whole future will be made. But Allah Ta'ala, Allah's past also is pure. As-salam, jiske mustaqbil mein aib lagne ka ihtimal na ho. His future also is such that there is no possibility of any fault coming in on you. That Allah will become weak, Allah will become sleepy, tired, old age will overtake Allah. On a'udhubillah, any, Allah is completely pure of any and all types of faults. اور علامہ علوسی نے روح المعانی میں لکھا ہے السلام هو الذي يسلم اولياءه من كل آفة فيسلمون من كل مخوف. And علامہ علوسی رحمت اللہ علیہ written the meaning of salam. It is that being Allah Ta'ala who keeps all his friends, he keeps them safe. And so much he keeps them safe that they don't have any fear of anyone causing them harm. Allah keeps them completely safe. It's written of one great buzurg, one great ali, Mullah Jeevan, rahmatullah alayhi, author of one of our famous kitab, Nurul Anwar, that the king had decided to build a road, and it was passing where he was living. And so his house would be demolished. So somebody informed him. So he told his Qadi, so the king is coming with all his bulldozers, whatever he used in those things. So he said, bring our weapons also. So the Qadi understood, knew his chef, and he brought his musalla, the lota, miswak, that were his weapons. That now he made two rakat namaz and he made dua to Allah Ta'ala. So in this way, they had no fear. And when that person informed the king, he has made connection with the king of kings. So he diverted the road from him. He did not have his house, etc., bulldozed and brought down. That is that. So they had no fear. This is Allah put for his friend, that Allah removed any and all types of fear. In the time of Harun al-Rashid, some people got caught, crooks of house breaking, whatever it might be, and on the way to the police station, one of them escaped, one of the crooks. When Allah Wala was walking, they grabbed him, they took him with. They say, our records show we have three people. So when we go to the police station, we have to have police work is like that. So no matter who it is, we have to have three. So they put him also in jail. Those were two seasoned crooks. They had all the connections. And they came, bailed them out, and they went out. He was the one, Allah Wala, he was left alone. So he made dua to Allah. He said, Ya Allah, their connections took them out. You, my connection. And you take me out from here now. So Allah showed a dream to Harun al-Rashid that now at night, middle of the night, you go with your entourage of your minister and you give him red carpet treatment and you take him out, otherwise your kingdom will be taken away. The king's warrior of the kingdom, immediately he got up and he took him out. So this is how Allah is as-salam. And Allah, and also our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, Arif Billah says, that if a person has got a keyboard, and whichever button he presses on there, according to that the reaction. He presses one button, one light goes on, presses another button, the gate opens, whatever there is. So Allah's names are also a keyboard. Whichever name you take and you read it, Allah gets the jalli will come. So if a person reads As-Salamu all the time, Allah will give protection to that person. And Allah will remove the things that cause him fear in his heart and mind. Depression, tension, that also Allah will remove. Whenever a person finds himself in a position like that, start reading Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu. And really, see how Allah will remove all that fear, etc. which you have. Al-Mu'min. Allah is Al-Mu'min also. Ke maana hai, aman dene wala. Bala se nakehbani karne wala. Allah is that person. Al-Mu'min who gives you aman from all types of problems. Allah will remove all that and from things which you are afraid of, that I must get a stroke, or I must get this crooks getting by my place, whatever else, heart attack, cancer, a person who will need that, Allah will give that person protection. That is the meaning of Al-Mu'min. Yani koi aafat nahi aane deta. Allah Ta'ala says guard you from all problems. You take out insurance, all what insurance, which is haram, what can it do? It can't stop the problem, a fire, whatever it is. And when it happens, then they look for, in the fine print, some loopholes to try and get out that they don't pay, etc. But Allah is Allah's insurance that Allah doesn't allow the problem to happen. You get saved, you don't, that problem doesn't come. And in fact, Allah doesn't only protect. When you have your connection with Allah, and you read all this, Allah gives you more in this thing. Allah increases you in that manner. Your health insurance can better your health. And if a stroke has to come, may Allah protect us all. Anything else, they can't stop you. Then afterwards, to pay out, they look for loopholes. And insurance, if you go on the internet and see, the principles of insurance are 100% the same as gambling. That what are the chances of how many people claiming? There, what are the chances of how many people winning? It's a business, a shrewd business, just to take out money. And from who? From the poor, gullible poor. They buy lotto all the time. And the money that goes in lotto. And they work, they've got a set principle that no insurance company goes bankrupt. What problems happen in the world? Hey, they have to pay out so much, how many they have to go bankrupt? But they don't go bankrupt. Hey, gambling dens don't go bankrupt. Because they work on that principle that a very small portion they give back to them. The major of the portion, they are the biggest mafia, the biggest gangsters. Hey, while others are called mafia and gangsters, they are the ones who control all this. So Allah Ta'ala is that being that doesn't allow the problem to happen also. How fortunate are those who make their contact with Allah Ta'ala. Al-Muhaymin, or aayi hui ko bhi door karne wala. Any problem that has come, Allah removes that also. That is Al-Muhaymin. Al-Aziz, yani zabardast taqat wala. Very, very powerful. Al-Ghalibu ala kulli shay, wala yaghlibuhu shayhun. Who overpowers everything. And everything together cannot overpower, cannot even, like a fly sitting on the horn of the bull. Hey, and the fly, when it flew away, told the bull, make me mark. I sat there without permission. Bull said, I hardly knew you were sitting there. Hey, just like that, Allah Ta'ala, the whole world together can try and harm Allah. It's not even like the fly sitting on the horn of the bull. Nothing they can do. And Allah has full power over everyone. Al-Jabbar, yani, kharabi ko durust karne wala. That whatever harm there is, that Allah removes it. Jabbar, like your bones are broken. You read Jabbar, he is the one who will join broken bones also. And that is how they used to make a large treatment in the past. How many years? There were no operations, there were no hospitals. There are the people, they broke their bones in those days also. And many of them did their treatment in this way. وَفِي الرُّوحِ الْجَبَّارُ هُوَ الَّذِي يُسْلِحَ أَحْوَالَ خَلْقِهِ بِقُدْرَتِهِ الْقَاهِرَةِ And what is Jabbar? that the bare condition of a person is in sin, no inclination to him by reading Jabbar or somebody else reading and blowing on him, blowing on his food, his water, etc., then Allah will change his bare condition into a good condition. He was a drug addict, he was whatever, by the barakat of this name, Allah will change his condition. یعنی جبار وہ ذات ہے جو اپنے بندوں کی بگڑی ہوئے احوال کو اپنے قدرت غالبہ سے درست کرنا ہے. اللہ گریٹ قدرت اینڈ پاور, اللہ ہی ڈزنٹ وانٹ ٹو چینج آلسو, بٹ اللہ ول چینج. دیٹ از جبار, دیٹ کوالٹی آف اللہ تعالیٰ. مے اللہ تعالیٰ گیو اس دی توفیق ٹو ریڈ دی اسماء الحسنی ریگولرلی اینڈ ٹو ریڈ پرٹیکولر نیمز وین وی نیڈ دیم ایٹ دیٹ ٹائم. Then read these names with sincerity and save ourselves from guna. The effect of all this is 100%, but many times our guna stops doing that. So still end to, nobody is going to stay away from guna 100%, make tawbah istighfar. By the barakat of it, the gunas will be removed also. And Allah will give tawfiq to stay away from gunas also in the future. Here we were reading of the various prescriptions of getting sweetness of Iman. The one that we were reading with, there were others keeping the company of the fires, many others that we had read. This one was to save God the danger. With regard to that, as we write further, humne liyahe darde dil khote bahare zindagi. We found the sweetness in the heart of the love of Allah when we gave up the beautiful spring of the world. Like people today, we can't give up our soccer, our entertainment, our commentary, we can't give up going to fairs and shows, etc. All these things of this world, we found the sweetness of the heart, and when we gave up all these outer things of this world, ek gule tar ke waste humne saman luta di. For one beautiful fresh rose, we gave the whole garden away. For Allah Ta'ala, all our commentary and all this cricket and soccer and going to shows and going to fairs and fashions and or brand names and all the things, we gave all that away for one Allah. Then Allah came into our heart. And then we found Allah, we saw these things, we gave a very small price. We made a small sacrifice and we got a great, great thing in return. But make that little sacrifice, don't think it's a big thing. My lifestyle, my name, my fame, my contest, all these things of this dunya, make the sacrifice. Bring in properly into our life, bring Allah. And when Allah will come into your life, you will realize what you have done. Dar haqeeqat, in haseenon ko dekhne se, jo aarzi lazzat haasil hoti hai, wo inki yaad mein jalne aur tarapne aur neen haram ho jane, ye sihat jismani aur ruhani کہ تباہ ہو جانے سے کہیں مہنگی پڑتی ہے. The real reality is that these beauties of this dunya, that we think this beauty by looking at them, and the temporary some enjoyment which you get is Allah put a test, that you get some enjoyment looking, having contact with them, etc. Now that وہ ان کی یاد میں جلنے, now to think of them and burn yourself thinking about them, ترسنے to be all restless in their thought, your sleep is gone, your health goes away, and how much financial implications, etc., or ruhani ke tabah ho jane se, and your ruh, your spiritual life is destroyed, this is much more expensive. That little bit enjoyment, you'll realize that if you stay away from there, your health will be protected, your wealth will be protected, your iman and your aman and the nur you have acquired, that will be protected. But if you mix with them, talk with them, get that little bit enjoyment, you thinking you're getting some fun, some enjoyment, that you are paying a very big price. Your sleep will go, your health will go, your finances, and many times your family goes, your wife goes away from you, you lose your children. How many people, how they cry when these conditions overtake them. While it was rosy and it looked very nice, they carried on. But then when the wife couldn't take it anymore, she went away with the children, etc. Then you start crying the whole night. Then you realize what it is. ان سے جو اٹھانی پڑی ہے ہم کو مصیبت ڈیفیکلٹیز وی ہیڈ ٹو سفر بیکاز آف دیز پیپل ہم جانتے تو ہرگز انہیں پیار نہ کرتے ہیڈ وی نو دس واز دا تھنگ دا ریزلٹ از انکم وی شوڈن ہیو دس لو افیئر ود دیم وی شوڈن ہیو کنیکشن ود دیم اف یو ہیڈ ٹو نو دیٹ واٹ دا اینڈ ریزلٹ واٹ ڈسٹرکشن براٹ ان ٹو ہر اس کے بعد جو رسوائیاں اور ذلتوں کے چرچے اس حسن پرستی پر ان کے عاشقوں کو سننے پڑتی ہے وہ الگ عذاب ہوتا ہے اینڈ ناؤ وین یو گیٹ ایکسپوز اینڈ پیپل اسٹارٹ ٹاکنگ لک ایٹ یو واٹ اینڈ واٹ ہی ڈیڈ ہاؤ ایول ہی واز ہاؤ ہی ٹریٹڈ ہز وائف ایٹسیٹرا ناؤ یو ہیو ٹو ہیئر فرام آل دا پیپل آل دا ٹائم یو آر ڈسگریس یو آر ہیومیلیٹڈ جو پہلے دن ہی سے دل کا نہ ہم کہا کرتے Had we not listened to our heart, the evil desire, our lust, and we did not follow this evil desire, so ab ye logo se baatein hum na hum suna karte. Then today this day should not have come that we have to hear how people are talking bad about us and all our disgrace and our humiliation. So just from the start, be wise and stay away from all this evil. May Allah Ta'ala bless us, and for this we need a regular refresher. Otherwise, we tend to forget also, and then we get involved in things. If we come regularly, we listen, it will help us tremendously. And if we try little bit to make amal, a person who goes walking to Allah, Allah comes running to him. A person who goes a handstand to Allah, Allah comes an arm's length to him. So we make some effort, Allah's help will be there, and we'll get saved of all these things.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کے گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ ان کو آنا تھا سب آ گئے صرف قیامت باقی ہے سورج کے شعلے کہتے ہیں حشر کی شدت باقی ہے موت جسے کہتی ہے دنیا وہ بھی حقیقت باقی ہے اب تو نکالو یارو اپنے دل سے خیال غیر اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ عشق خدا کی آگ وہ پہلے سے ہمیں دل میں لگاتے ہیں, جس سے معاصی کے سارے ہی خار و خس جل جاتے ہیں, پھر سالک کو آسانی سے منزل تر پہنچاتے ہیں. رب نے ایسا شیخ دیا جو رب نے ایسا شیخ دیا تو سب کہہ دو سبحان اللہ, سب کہہ دو ماشاء اللہ, الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد. كلما ذكر الكافرون كلما قتل عن ذكره الغافلون. يا رب به المصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى وأتبعنا. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين. الحمد لله رب العالمين.